Harry Styles to perform at the Grammys. Katy Perry recalls passing up the chance to sign Billie Eilish to her label. And Ye is under investigation for an altercation caught on video. It's Monday, January 30th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Harry Styles has been added to the list of artists performing live at the 65th Grammy Awards on Sunday. The singer, who's up for 6 Grammys, including Album, Record, and Song of the Year, joins a lineup that includes Lizzo, Bad Bunny, Mary J. Blige, Brandi Carlile, Luke Combs, Steve Lacy, and Sam Smith with Kim Petras. It'll be Styles' first time performing at the Grammys since 2021 when he sang his hit Watermelon Sugar. Styles was previously announced as a performer at the Brit Awards on February 11th. There, he is nominated for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best Pop R&B Act and Song of the Year. On Friday, Adele addressed the rumors that she was skipping the Grammys where she's up for 7 awards. "I am going to the Grammys," she told the audience at a Las Vegas residency show. "I would never miss the Grammys. I would never be disrespectful to the Grammys or the other artists." The Grammys, hosted by Trevor Noah, will take place at Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Beyoncé leads the way with 9 nominations. If she wins at least 4 categories, she will beat record holder George Solti, the late conductor, who earned 31 Grammys. We've got a link to all the nominations in the description for this episode. Katy Perry has admitted it was a huge mistake to not consider signing Billie Eilish to a record deal when she had the chance. During a Q&A session event in Los Angeles, Perry recalled learning about Eilish from a colleague at her label Unsub Records. "She sent me an email one time and said, 'Check out this new artist. I'd really like us to work with her,'" the pop star said in a clip shared on TikTok by her radio station Kiss FM. "It was a song called Ocean Eyes, and it was just a blonde girl, and I was like, meh, boring." As the audience laughed, Perry's eyes widened. "Big mistake," she said. "Huge mistake." She then joked, "Don't let this hit the internet." Ocean Eyes was written and produced by Eilish's brother Phineas for his band Slightly's and was released on SoundCloud in November 2015. Eilish went to sign with Darkroom and Interscope Records in August 2016, and the song got a commercial release 3 months later. In Eilish's 2021 documentary, The World's a Little Blurry, she's seen meeting Perry backstage at the 2019 Coachella Festival. "Congrats, I'm so proud of you," Perry told her. "I wanted to say, this is going to be a wild ride for 10 years. If you ever want to talk, it's a weird ride." Police are investigating after an altercation between rapper Ye and a woman that was caught on video. Ventura County Sheriff's Office confirmed it was called to an address in Thousand Oaks, California last Friday around 4:30 p.m. to investigate an alleged battery. The charge, which does not exist in Canada, is defined as the use of force against another resulting in harmful or offensive contact. Officers were provided with a video that showed Ye grabbing a woman's phone out of her hand and throwing it onto the pavement. The rap star was not on the scene when the officers arrived. In a video posted to TMZ, Ye is seen confronting a woman who's in the driver's seat of a car recording him with her phone. "Stop with your cameras," he tells the occupants of the vehicle before reaching in and snatching the phone from her hand. Earlier this month, Bad Bunny explained why he grabbed a woman's phone from her hand and tossed it into water while in the Dominican Republic. "The person who comes up to me to say hello, to tell me something, or just to meet me will always receive my attention and respect," he wrote in Spanish on social media. "Those who come and put an effing phone in my face, I will consider it for what it is, a lack of respect, and I will treat it otherwise." Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.